It's been going really well. I've had a good start to the season. I've just come off a little bit of a break, so hopefully I'll be fresh coming into Tour of Yorkshire.
Yeah, it was at the Tour of Basque that you were last out.
Yeah, I started Tour of Basque, but I was just a bit too fatigued, and with the Tour of Basque being such a hard race, I was just going to put myself in such a hole, so we made a decision just to take a little step back and prepare for like Tour of Yorkshire and my upcoming races.
Yeah, so that put you in a better state for the rest of the season. Okay, how big is it for you to have what is essentially a home race for you?
Yeah, it's massive. Never thought that I'd get to say that, really. I mean, having the Tour de France come through, nobody thought that was going to happen. And now to have such a big professional race in my home county that I can call my home race, it's kind of unbelievable, really.
And you missed out on the Grand Depart last year, so to have it's almost a second chance off the back of that success must be something that's really, really special.
Yeah, definitely. That was kind of difficult to accept a little bit, to miss out on that. I've never wanted to be at a bike race so much before when it came through Yorkshire. But I did get to experience the race. I was there in the crowd watching, which normally I don't get to do. You know, I'm on the other side of doing the race, but that was good. And I think I've reconned stage 1 and 3, and just already the atmosphere there, you're seeing buntings, you're seeing bikes painted again, so everybody's really taken behind it again and really getting stuck into it.
Yeah, so that was such a special atmosphere, like you say, last year, but do you think that this will replicate some of that?
I think it'll be hard to replicate it, because the Tour de France is such an iconic event, like most people know about the Tour de France, but from what I've seen so far, the Yorkshire guys are really getting behind it, and I think we're going to be in for a great weekend. I think the thing with whenever a bike race comes to Britain, we always get great crowds, and I think Yorkshire especially is going to get behind it.
Yeah, because it's almost become one of the leading sports throughout the summer, especially in Britain, hasn't it? Cycling, the growth of it in the past few years has been phenomenal.
No, it definitely has, and I think the amount of people that you see on bikes now and just the general interest in it is incredible to see. It's not something that was super popular when I was growing up, but to be able to have the sport that we have now is fantastic.
And of course, it's quite a strong field in the Tour of Yorkshire. Some big names that are racing, including yourself, the likes of Marcel Kittel and Bradley Wiggins. How great is it that it's been able to attract the top world cyclists?
No, it's brilliant. It already feels like the race has got quite a big stature behind it, and it's coming at a high level. And I think that's what the Tour de France gave it, really. I think people saw how hard and how beautiful Yorkshire can be. I think nobody was expecting the terrain to be quite like how it was. They all thought it was going to be flat. And then when they actually rode it, they were quite taken back by it. And I think that's going to be the same here. Having seen the profiles and the courses that they've come up with, we're in for a hard 3 days, that's for sure.
Yeah, so you've been out on the three courses. How tough are they?
Yeah, super tough. I've not looked at stage 2, but I think that's the only stage that is kind of going to be predictable. That's got bunch sprint written all over it, really. Whereas stage 1 could be some form of bunch sprint. Definitely it's going to be a reduced bunch, but it all depends what the weather's doing. I think that's going to be a massive factor on it. And then stage 3 is just brutal. It's going to be hard.
Would you say that stage 3 is the most difficult?
Oh, without a doubt. It's pretty much all day. It never lets off. It's relatively short in professional terms. It's only 166k, but it packs in a lot there.
And there's going to be a big atmosphere in Leeds City Centre when it rolls in on the final day as well.
No, it is. And where we pass through, I think there's going to be a lot of people out on the roads, the small, narrow lanes again. I think just generally everybody's looking forward to it.
What are your chances of maybe winning a stage, or is it going to be about the sprints?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a team that's kind of been built around me. We'll be targeting trying to win a stage first and foremost. If I can win the Yorkshire Bank sprinter's jersey, that'd be up there, and by getting a stage win, you'll definitely be up there in that classification. And then you've got to have an eye on the general classification and see what happens there. If you're up there trying to win a stage, then you're going to be in the position to be up there on GC. So we'll just take it day by day, but it's going to be a tough weekend.
And will your best chance come on stage 2?
Maybe stage one or stage two. I think stage two is the pure out-and-out bunch sprint day, and it's the only day on paper that looks like a bunch sprint. I enjoy getting involved in the bunch sprints, but I definitely prefer it when it's been quite a hard lumpier day, so we'll see what happens there.
And who are going to be your main rivals? Is it going to be Kittel, you know? Or...
Yeah, I think you've definitely Marcelo Kittel's the number one sprinter that's coming to this race. But for actual the other days, I think it's so open and the field is that high of quality that it's you're only going to know until we're racing it.
And what's it going to be like riding against one of your former teammates in Sir Bradley Wiggins? Because this is first time he's out with his new team.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit strange because I've been a teammate of his since 2010 and I've only done one professional year, not as his teammate. But now he's not on the team anymore, so he is an opponent now, and I'll speak to him and say hello and stuff like that, but yeah, it'd be interesting.
As soon as it's out on the course, it's all competitive.
That's race on.
Okay, well, good luck, and I hope it all goes well here. Thanks for chatting
Cheers.
To us, Ben.
Thank you.